broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Student Radio.
Hi, welcome to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby on Leeds Student Radio. Today we are talking to Marina and Reba about Buenos Aires. We're very, very lucky to have them in. So Reba, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about why you went and what you did there.
Hi, I'm Reba. I went to Buenos Aires because I travelled around South America in my gap year and I kind of want to work there in the future. So I wanted to learn Spanish and try and make some business connections there.
Oh, well, that's very cool.
So does that mean you're studying Spanish here at Leeds?
No, I study politics and sociology.
So you learned Spanish when you went out there?
Kind of. I started learning Spanish while I was out there.
So cool.
Is it similar, the language? Is it same Spanish or is it Catalonian?
Well, I wouldn't really know the difference since I only spoke Spanish there. They have like different, they pronounce things differently, yeah. And the accent is different, like, but it is Catalonian, yeah.
And how about you, Marina?
Hi, I'm Marina. I studied French and Spanish, so I did my year abroad there. I decided I wanted to go again in my gap year after travelling there. And, I was just really determined to go there, and even though it was so hard to get a job and everything. It was just a nightmare. But yeah, it was great. The Spanish was really hard though. Like, the difference was just like unbelievable. I really struggled at the beginning.
No, so I imagine here you kind of learn Spanish as in from Spain. Yeah. And it's, I guess that's different.
Yeah, the accent is really, like, completely different. The grammar's different. I was just completely lost when I first got there. And obviously I started a job and I was just completely out of my depth.
So how did you go about getting the job?
I just emailed, like, 25 different companies and it was actually quite hard. Like, no one replied and the only one that replied was this job Quintessentially, and they just emailed me to give me an interview, had a Skype interview, and then I got it. But it was so out of the blue and so lucky.
What is it?
Do you know Quintessentially?
No.
It's like a luxury concierge service. It's a London based company, but they've got franchises around the whole world.
Wow.
So you're basically glorified PA.
Very perfect.
But it's quite fun.
So Joe and I, if we're on, have been really excited about this week because when Joe and I went on our year abroad on our spring break, we went to Cuba and all we really want to play is Latino music. So we're going to treat ourselves to a bit of Marc Anthony coming up now.
Was Marc Anthony with Viva Mi Vida, which apparently, according to the girls, means
living my life.
You say it.
Oh, living my life.
Okay. You're listening to Anything to Declare with Joe and Libby. We're talking about Argentina today.
I'm loving this new bed we've got going on. This is hilarious.
This is the samba bed. Anyway, for bed. Bed means the music in the background, not the bed we've got in the studio. After that song, which is obviously livening us up, we loosened to the old hip phones. There's a salsa to come. Apparently they didn't see any salsa, so this is what
it wasn't. Yeah, salsa,
the wrong,
tango.
Okay, well, anyway, what was the nightlife like?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Because of our jobs, like, it was so relaxed, so we could just go out. You go out at 2 a.m. and then you get home really late. And I started work at 3 p.m. every day.
And so I never worked more than like 3 hours a day, so it didn't really matter if
so
I was hungover.
Marina was working for a PR company, but what were you doing?
I was working for an NGO that do microfinance with young people. It sounds a lot snazzier than it is.
They basically
give like no interest loans to people trying to start businesses and like training. I wasn't doing that. I was doing fundraising.
So what looking like that? No. What kind of thing we fund, like? What kind of events were you doing?
I was doing like fundraising, so like targeting kind of English companies and European companies trying to get money and sending out emails and stuff.
And sorry, we're laughing because our bed keeps cutting out. I think we should return to the old favourite, the old classic.
We've got ahead of ourselves here, Joe.
The samba party keeps cutting out. Okay, well, we can sort that out. We'll sort that out in the next song. And what about drinking culture? Because I know they like red wine.
It's very different to the UK in that like they definitely do not drink as much as we do in the UK.
It's not binging, is it?
No,
it's more
so like you go and have like
out.
A few nice drinks. But like they go to dinner at 10, like you go to a bar at midnight, then you go to a club at like 2, and then there's like after hours clubs that start at 6, and then most people go out for like breakfast after that. So
it's never ending. It's never ending night. I guess it's kind of how people try and party in Leeds and they keep going. Sorry, my co-host is just in fits. I don't think we're going to come back from this.
Okay,
it's the only time our friends are listening as well. They must think they're absolutely useless. I think we should cut to a song.
Shout out to Kay Taylor, who's housing the library. Let's do a bit more dancing. Here comes Shakira.
Baby, I will find the end so sweet. To come freckles on your body. Never could imagine.
was Shakira with Whenever Wherever, obviously. You're listening to Anything to Claire with Joey and Libby. And first, I've got two things. Firstly, a quiz is coming up a bit later. You guys should be a bit nervous.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Not for now, but for later. So just to, you know, get you going. And then the second thing is the transmission is happening tonight at the Nation of Shopkeepers from 7:30. Tickets are £3.50 from the radio office, or £4.50 on the door. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be funk and all this fun music. So come down, it'll be really great. Nation of Shopkeepers tonight. So
what we want to hear about, guys, is food and drink. Because, I mean, what I associate with Argentina personally are the steaks. So talk to me about that.
They are absolutely incredible. I think we probably ate, I think, maybe 15 cows worth of steaks. I ate so many steaks.
We went out
for steak
at least once a week.
Yeah.
At least.
And there's a restaurant called Las Cabras, which is unbelievable. Like, you get a steak literally the size of your plate with just the tastiest creamy spinach.
Yeah.
I'd just do anything to go
so
back
bad.
There.
Yeah.
How did you ask for your steak when you're out there? Like, what's the form?
Personal question.
Is it? It's not a well done situation, is it?
No, you go for Fugoso is like juicy.
Ooh,
so you ask
for
that.
Yeah,
nice and bloody.
Yeah.
And the cost of living out there. So obviously, like what would you put the prices at? So maybe like if you were to go to a bar and get a rum and coke, how much would that be?
Well, the thing was, because the economy's so bad there, like the peso's really, really weak, so we could live like really well for really cheap. So like to go and get like a steak meal with wine and stuff, it would be like £5, and you'd have like a proper nice meal. Yeah. So
yeah, but also like it fluctuates so much, so your pound will be worth like 14 pesos 1 month and 19 the next. So like
Right, literally, okay.
We were rolling in it, and then 2 months later it went back to like normal prices.
So
if anyone is thinking about going out there, like I would say just really, really take that into consideration, because it's so hard to plan like your costs and stuff because you just don't know where the money's going.
And use a Zemo to convert your money.
Yeah,
it's like, what's
it's like this online thing where they like have the best rate, like then better than the other ones, so you order your money online and go and pick it up places.
Oh, that's so clever.
In Buenos Aires, yeah, it was banging.
The same thing happened to us in that the exchange rate in Canada kept changing, so I thought I was being clever by paying my entire rent at the beginning of the year, and then by the time I got the other, do you know what I mean?
We
were getting richer as time went on, but I paid my rent at a high rate.
Oh, that's so
annoying.
I
know, it's quite annoying. But
it's done, exactly.
And then I know we spoke briefly about clubs, but we were laughing quite a lot. So if you guys want to talk about, kind of like, did you have a favourite spot that you guys used to go to? And like, were there lots of international people with you, or did you have to make friends with locals and stuff?
A bit of a mix.
Yeah, I'd say in terms of people, we definitely were quite an English group at the end.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, at the beginning, I was like, oh no, I'm not going to make any English friends. I'm going to go out there and like,
fall
make
in love
loads
with
of Argentine
Argentina.
Friends.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, I realised that like, after 2 months, I actually had no friends instead of like Argentine friends. So I just.
Little violins just come out of the
We mixed it up quite a lot with the going out. There are a lot of places.
There's one place, Terrasses, we went to loads at the beginning, which was really fun when it was really sunny because it was all outside.
And you watch the sun come up and you're by the sea and it's just so nice. Like
Because of the geographical placement, Libby, geography, in Argentina, how cold did it get in the winter?
By the time we left,
it
was
pretty cold.
The morning I left, it was 4 degrees. Like,
that's cold.
That was in June. Yeah, beginning of June.
Yeah.
But I think that was like really, really cold. But the summer was so hot. Like it was 3 months of 40 degrees, humid. I was no AC
sweaty
in most places.
Yeah.
My favourite time of day
was
going into the
much
office. Like just for the AC.
The worst was on the Sube, which is like the tube. They have no like any kind of air conditioning down there, and it was literally a million degrees. It was like being like in a coffin. It was horrible.
Oh.
Very morbid.
Okay, well, we've got a song that's kind of links in a strenuous tie. We've got UB40 with Red Red Wine.
Nice.
It's up to you. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing is the find the sweet red wine. Red, red wine, you give me woolly pazing. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style, yeah.
That was UB40 with Red, Red Wine. So it's what we've all been waiting for.
It's quiz time.
Yay!
Woo!
You're going to have to work together.
As a team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't want.
I don't know what else that would be. Yeah.
Don't want to get things too interesting. In there.
There's two parts to this quiz.
Okay.
There's two questions, and we're going to time a minute. Actually, I'm going to do that on my phone now.
Wait, what?
Because you've got a minute to answer the questions.
Okay. Okay.
The first question. I'm just getting my minute. Okay. Right. The first question is to name the five countries that border with Argentina.
Okay.
That's right.
Paraguay. No.
Paraguay. Brazil. Uruguay. Brazil. Chile. And Bolivia.
Done.
Smashed it. Okay, and then can you name the other South American countries?
Peru.
Colombia, Ecuador, Honduras.
No, that's
Venezuela.
Damn it.
Venezuela.
Just south. Yeah, Venezuela.
French Guyana.
Yeah.
One that starts with S.
I have no idea.
Oh my god. This is really hard. Does Nicaragua
count? How many more are there?
No, that's central. You've got two that I haven't heard. One is like for a clue. England used to own.
Oh, what's it called? With the world where the Falklands.
Yeah.
Oh, does that count?
Oh.
Nice.
And
what does the letter? What's the letter of the next one? First letter.
G.
Oh, what's that little island? Galapagos. No.
No. What about Suriname?
That's the one.
The thing is, the time's over now.
Oh,
but you did really well. I think you got 12 out of 14 that I've got here. There's actually one I've never heard of, which is called South Sandwich Islands.
I think that's Wikipedia.
It's got a population of 20 people, so it's got to be a small island. Anyway, and I've also got some fun facts that I've read today about Argentina. I want to hear what you guys... Did you celebrate Friends Day?
No.
Friends Day was invented. It's actually a recognised official holiday, where instead of Mother's Day or Father's Day, it's called Friends Day.
No, that was a thing. It was before you got there.
Okay.
It was, I think it's in, like, November or something. Is that right?
Yeah, you got to call your mates. And one year, all the mobile networks went down because everyone was calling their friends. Too much. How sweet is that?
That's nice.
Okay, and then my personal favourite fact is that some of the oldest dinosaurs in the world are found in Argentina.
Really?
That is great.
That's because you just love Jurassic Park.
I love Jurassic Park. Big shout out to Jurassic Park coming out June 11th, 2015.
Jurassic Park, it's Jurassic World.
How dare you?
Is it time for anything to declare?
Yeah, it is. Stop with my facts.
I mean, they're lovely facts. However, we want to ask you guys if you have anything to declare, a story you want to leave behind at the border, not take it home with you.
Okay, well, my story was the time that we were out with friends in the middle of the day and someone robbed us at gunpoint. And the friend I was with left everyone behind and ran away. Left us to deal with it. But no one got shot, it was fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. You're still here.
How did you deal with that situation?
I gave him all my stuff and that was that. I wasn't going to fight them.
We'd probably like to point out that doesn't happen very often when you go on your study abroad that you get put up. And
Say that didn't happen to us in Canada.
No, they didn't. No, I'm not going to talk about that. That was a greyhound incident which didn't involve us, but someone got beheaded. But we won't talk about that. Yeah.
That sounded awful.
That's a dark turning. I'm so sorry. But anything, Marina? No.
They're all kind of the stories that you want to leave behind. Like, quite sad. You know what I mean? They're the kind of dangerous ones.
I think you already told us you didn't have any friends in 2 months.
Yeah, well,
two months
right, yeah. I came back with one. Sat right next to me.
Yeah, just the one. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks for having us. Next week is our Christmas Canadian special.
We have an actual real life Canadian person coming in to talk to us about Christmas in Canada and his thoughts on travelling Europe.
Yeah, so he's actually touching down, in like half an hour?
Yeah,
we've got to race out of here.
Yeah.
But thanks very much for coming, guys. Thanks for listening. You can listen to Anything to Declare with Joe and Libby. And we are going out with a bit of Shawnee Paul.
Just give me the deeds and we be clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make me please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to minor teas, we gotta take it slow. In the city, SP floating, though provoking. Call the girls, we're poking, got to smoking. Best thing for the recreation, to get the best girls in every nation. Our girls, we're promoting and supporting. And them lover, we're floating, hear them shouting. First class ticket invitation, girl from New York, England, and Jamaica. Every day, we be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, but we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, we pimpin' as we riding. Y'all them a page, me walk for raise me to me writing up tune and drive them crazy. Well, I'm on a two-born Jamaican, ready for the girl them in every situation. We are the girl them proud, they know we flow with the lyrical content that make them deflow. And make the club keep jumping, turn up the bass when you hear this pumping. Summertime bounce to the music, people choose it. Sound up, y'all a cruise it, but refuse it. Cause we are the girl them champion, got enough of them like the great King Solomon. Many girls on my eyesight, sexy just type. And I'm ready for your heart, now just give me the light and make we blaze it, the roof, we have to raise it again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, but we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, pimping as we riding. Just give me the deeds and we be clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make we please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to minor teas, we gotta take it slow. So in the city, SP floating, don't provoking. Cause the girls will be poking, got to smoking. Best thing for the recreation, to get the best girls in every nation. Some of girls we promoting and supporting. And them lover we floating, hear them shouting. First class ticket invitation, girl from New York, England and Jamaica. Every day, we be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize.